the process of bringing a national program that allows teachers from qualified schools to shop for supplies for their classrooms for free is underway. The national component is called Kids in Need Foundation. Stacy Tan is helping secure a local presence.
They actually collaborate with retailers and manufacturers and suppliers to collect unused, excess, returned, but still usable school supplies or office products. They collect them all at these resource centers, and they set them up to look like retail stores. So they look like a Walmart. They look like a Target. And then what happens is teachers from qualifying schools can actually go into these resource centers and then shop for these supplies free.
Stacy Tan is the project lead for bringing a Kids in Need Foundation Center warehouse to Northwest Arkansas. She's also the International Marketing Coordinator at Tungyung International, a China-based manufacturer, importer, and supplier of office supplies and stationery that has its North American headquarters in Bentonville. There are already 27 Kids in Need Foundation centers across the United States designed for teachers to pick up supplies, but the closest ones to us are in Dallas and St. Louis. Arsha Malshe is helping Stacy work on the preliminaries to get a center established here. He says that such a center can be a year-round complement to already existing similar efforts like Stuff the Bus programs organized by United Way.
Teachers can make appointments really any time of the year, anytime there's a need. So I know a lot of times teachers, you know, are in need for supplies in January or December, you know, and they write home, you know, we need pencils. So, you know, this is a time that they can make an appointment here and go in and get what they need for their students.
The target date to open a local warehouse center is summer of 2013, around the back-to-school season next year. In advance of the actual opening, however, there's plenty left to do. Stacy has already been able to establish that there is a need to the National Directors of Kids in Need Foundation. That's the first step. She's now involved in the community engagement process that includes raising awareness and recruiting people to help direct the project. To that end, Monday and Tuesday, there will be 5 sessions at the Springdale Chamber of Commerce where locals interested in the project can meet the director and associate director of the National Kids in Need Foundation.
And they'll be flying in all the way from Dayton, Ohio, to come sit down with us and help facilitate the focus group sessions. We've already reached out to a couple of key members in the community. But, you know, again, Harsha and I, our network only extends so far. So we're hoping to get, you know, anyone who may be interested in the project, who may be interested in volunteering their time, and more importantly, who may be interested in potentially sitting on our board or getting more involved.
The Monday sessions at the Springdale Chamber are scheduled for 2 and 4. Tuesday meetings are set for 9, 11, and 2. There are several schools in the area that are qualified to participate by the Kids in Need Foundation guidelines. Stacy Tan says the eventual local board of directors would be able to determine specific guidelines for more schools in Northwest Arkansas.
The national benchmark, you know, through the Kids in Need Foundation is the schools have to have 70% of their students have to be on the federal free and reduced lunch program. And we recognize that that is kind of high. But what's really unique about Kids in Need is that that decision is made on a national level, and each resource center can amend that to fit their community needs on a local level. And that's special because the board of directors, again, that we kind of mentioned earlier, they get to make that decision. So, for example, you know, if they say, hey, 70% is way too high, you know, we think that it should be 50% or 40%, the board of directors gets to make that decision.
The local warehouse would be stocked, like the other 27 centers across the country, with school supplies that have been returned by retailers or are left unsold after the peak of back-to-school sales are over and those aisles of notebooks and pencils have been replaced with other items like rows of Halloween candy. The shelves at the centers can also be filled with manufacturers' lines of supplies that have been discontinued. The proposed Northwest Arkansas warehouse location has yet to be determined. In the first year of the local program, organizers are planning on serving school districts in Benton and Washington counties.
But of course, you know, the more support we get, both through product and financial support, the bigger we can be and the more counties we can serve.
In the months between now and the eventual establishment of the local center, Stacy and Harsha say they'll also be gathering information from the professionals the center is designed to help the most, teachers.
We'll be at the teacher expos, Bentonville, Rogers, Fayetteville, and Springdale. I think Bentonville has theirs this Friday, but the other three have them next week. So along with the focus groups, we'll also be engaging the teachers and asking them for their support and letting them know what this program is.
Harsha Malshe and Stacy Tan are working on the development of a Kids in Need Foundation warehouse center in Northwest Arkansas. They work for Tung Young International's North American headquarters in Bentonville. 5 informational sessions are scheduled for Monday and Tuesday at the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. You can learn more about the Kids in Need Foundation at their website, kinf.org. You can learn more about the local process by calling 464-0701. All of that information also available at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.